Jesus' name, what privilege, what honor and grace. Oh, to magnify the mercy and the truth of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for that calling and that choosing, Lord God. Thank you again that you've drawn us and called us out, God. Thank you, Lord, for the grace that has caused us to say, I will go. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to believe the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the life of Jesus Christ that gives me the faith who lives in me. Thank you, Lord, for that confidence, Lord. Thank you for that assurance, Lord God, that I know that you'll perform the good work that you have begun. And God, thank you, Lord, that truly we look to you today. And in the power of your Holy Ghost, God, make us fully purposed. Cause us to be, as it was encouraged in my heart today, you'll make us the pillars, praise God, in your house. Lord, we thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord, for it. God, what a grace, what a wonder, Lord, that only you could perform in your great love to us. God, help us to not hold back today. God, help us to truly want our hearts to be fully open this morning. God, all of the inhibition taken away. God, all of the reservation taken away. Lord, help us to run forth, panting after you, dear God, wanting you more and more than anything. Lord, we thank you for this because this is your love. Thank you for it because it's all in Jesus and we've got all of him. In Jesus' name we say thank you, Father. Amen. Praise God. If you open your Bibles today, we're going to the 11th chapter of Luke. And in the 11th chapter of Luke, we're going to pick it up shortly after. Well, Jesus has been encouraged again in honoring the Father, so many sweet things. But he has recently here, as we get to this verse, he has cast out a demon, and the ones that were stiff-necked, that had eyes and did not want to see, and ears that would not hear, were mocking him and accusing him of all of these things. But there was a certain woman that heard something, and in the 27th verse of the 11th chapter, it says, "And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked." You kind of see where all that started in a way, huh? Oh, yes. And look what your Lord immediately says. But he said, yea, rather. That means get your eyes off of that. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Praise his name. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Brothers and sisters, so simply, the Lord blesses his word. Amen. So wonderfully powerful, his word, praise God, is blessed in us. Amen. And so absolutely awesome, we are blessed, brothers and sisters, because the word, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, lives in us. Amen. That is the reason. That is the reason that he will never leave you nor forsake you. As a child of God, amen. The children of God, he will never leave or forsake because of the word of God that lives in them. See, for God is true to his word. The word of God says he cannot deny himself. It says that his word, his promises to us, praise the Lord, are yea and amen. They are as good as done. They are done. They just, if they haven't come to pass yet, they're still coming to pass. What is time to God? I said it, and it is so. Praise be to God. And it also says that heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God is the only thing that abideth and endureth for ever. Praise his name. So know this as we begin today, and know this is the joy unspeakable and full of glory to you, that it is the Word of God. It's the Word of God. It is Christ Jesus who lives in you, and praise God, that abideth forever. Forever. Hallelujah. The value that we are to God. Doesn't that just give you rest? Doesn't that just give you absolute peace and assurance? See, that's it. That it is his life. It's his life. Yes, it's in this flesh, but it's his life. Praise be to God. And that is the life that you, as a child of God, that is the life that I now live in this flesh. I live it by the faith of the Son of God. And praise God, he tells you why, because he loved you. He loved you, and he gave himself for you. That's it. You didn't deserve it at all. Amen, amen, amen. It's wonderful. We're here to magnify the grace of God. Isn't that wonderful? Mercy and truth. If you're here to try to figure out something that you should be magnified for, that you merited, you've missed it. You have missed it. The greatest privilege and honor and grace that we have is to magnify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for that great grace. Absolutely, unmerited favor. The love that, praise the Lord, that we were so unworthy to even look upon, rather to receive, but yet he freely gave, and not just a little bit. Oh no, I've given all of it. Isn't that marvelous? Marvelous. And why just stop? And praise God for salvation. I thank God for salvation. It's wonderful. It's the beginning of everything. Born of God. Born of God. But wouldn't it be a shame if every one of us in here today were just little babies? Everyone just sitting in the pew, just a baby. That's how most of God's precious churches are. Not to compare, not to, because it's what you're feeding on. It's what, it's where you've stopped. God wants you to know all the love of Christ. All the love. Think of all the love that we know in this life as we grow from just a little baby. We'll talk about it maybe just a little bit later, but you know the love of a parent, and then you know the love of siblings, and praise be to God, maybe even someday to know the love of a spouse. Huh? Amen. And all of the increase of the love that goes all the way along with that. And it's all here, testified to us of what Christ Jesus wants for us with him. And praise be to God, as we read these few little words, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Praise be to God, there's the much the more in here. Always is, if we'll just sit and allow the Holy Ghost to minister to us. But see, when we've said, well, I've heard that before and I know that. Well, you've stopped. You have stopped. I'm just going to tell you right now. Ever get to that point, God help me. Oh, there's more. There's more in everything. Hallelujah. This is what's going to abide forever. We haven't even looked upon it. Well, I've heard people say, well, I just scratched the surface. Let me tell you something. You're just seeing it in a glass darkly, honey. You're just seeing it. And someday, oh my, oh, what it's going to be. Glory to God. But see, blessed are ye that hear the word of God. And praise God that we hear the word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But it says here, and keep it. Who guard it, who treasure it, who, praise God, their eyes are only upon it. Boy, this is starting to sound like a little love story to me. How about you? Huh? Boy, when you only get eyes for that one, everything else, you know, it's just vanilla. You know, I got an assortment for you here. Praise be to God. Now, I'll tell you what. You talk about being blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Well, if you're a child of God here today, that's you. Amen, it is. Oh, you may not feel like it. Yep, you're just not believing it. Because he said, I blessed you with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. But see, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, these blessings, they come alive and they actually, and I know you understand what I'm saying, if you've taken that step, like God said, just one step. Step of faith opens up more faith, more faith, more faith. But I'm telling you what, When you, by the grace of God, allow these blessings really to become alive in your life, they become tangible. Oh, yes, they are. Hallelujah. Oh, touch, feel, walk in it. Hallelujah. That's all I'm seeing. Praise be to God here or over there. I just don't know. Really don't care. I thank God, as the Lord said, in a sense, the kingdom of God was with Jesus. He's it. He's it. Know the word of God. Oh, I'm waiting for heaven someday. Well, in a sense, yeah, I understand. But let me tell you something. He lives in me. God, heaven right here. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. It's too wonderful. As a son of God, which now are you a son of God, you are seated in the heavens in Christ. Get that vision. Get that faith to believe. And that's when the full effectual power, praise God, when we realize these blessings. And see, all these blessings, they're Him, they're Jesus, are our everything, and they're our only thing. Amen. See, that's when you'll become so content with your life, praise God, because it's all about Him. You know that He's for you, and if He be for you, who could be against you? It says in the Word of God that He would not withhold, and He will not withhold anything good for your life. But we're still going to wrestle with that, aren't we? Oh no, God, I know this one. Stand back. Praise God, He doesn't. He chastens you because you're His son. And He loves you, even in your orneriness, just like they sang. He's faithful forever. Praise God, even when you, make this personal today, when you believe not, He abides faithful. Praise God. That there's nothing more beautiful than that. When you realize how really wicked you are apart from God, He only grows more beautiful. Absolutely, it's wonderful. Oh, praise His name. I was rejoicing with a brother last night, just thinking again, how beautiful is our Lord. But see, brothers and sisters, if you go over to Proverbs 3:3, it says it like this. It says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Now listen to that. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. What that means is, let not mercy and truth loose from you. Don't let it loose. It's the most valuable thing you got. It's the only thing you got. It's God's mercy and His truth. So it's saying here, let not mercy and truth loose from you. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And again, what was that from? Mercy and truth. Hallelujah. See, that is, praise the Lord, that is why we are favored. That's why we're favored. We're born in it. We're born into it. We're born of God. Amen. You got all the privileges. You're His child. You're His son. Amen. We don't work for this. We don't try to bring deeds for this. Even in the book of James, and I was rejoicing in this study, how the Holy Ghost just sat me down. I was just quiet and listening. How sweetly. He said, oh, honey, this is so exciting. I want you to take more of this now. And where it says, doers of the word of God and not hearers only. You hear people say that a lot. Oh, be doers of the word of God, not hearers only. And it's wonderful. Praise God. If you really know what He's talking about. If you just picked that right out of there, you would say, well, man, I got to do the word of God. Wait, you know, that's why He gave you all them verses after that. Remember that, brothers and sisters. Take the whole counsel of God. That's why it's so important to rightfully divide the truth. See, that's what Satan did with Jesus when he took Him out. Well, actually, it was the Holy Ghost that took Him out in the wilderness. You know that. There was an appointment out there. And what did Satan use? He tried to use bits and pieces of the Word of God out of context. Now, Satan is, and no offense to my puppy or your dog, but he's that same old dirty dog. And he's got the same old tricks time and time again. And what he's going to try to use always is he's going to, with Christians oftentimes, he'll try to get you guilty even with the Word of God. He'll try to get you to take little things out and this and that and take them out of context. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. Let the Spirit speak to you. And you know that what the Spirit can only speak about, don't you? Is Jesus, the Word. It's all he's going to give you. That's how protected you are. But that's how weak you are and completely helpless in yourself. It's by his Spirit. And let me tell you something. The Lord is for you. It's so wonderful how for you he is. But see, in James, where it does say, be doers of the word and not hearers only, if you'll read on, it says specifically, just a few verses later, the doing is all in the perfect law of liberty. Did you hear that? I want to make sure you heard that. The doing is not part. It's not just a little bit. It's not most of it. The doing is all in the perfect law of liberty. And you know what the perfect law of liberty, aka, is known as? The grace of God. So let your doing be in the perfect grace of God. How wonderful. How awesome. Yes, do grace. Because you be grace. Isn't that wonderful? It's all the word of his grace. And praise God. Why would you preach anything else? That's the word. It's the word of his grace. Preach the word, son. Oh my goodness. It's so all powerful. People say, well, then am I supposed to just sit around and do nothing and just wait on God? Nope, you just missed grace completely. You did. You know it. The grace of God's all powerful. Oh, man, it picks you up. You're not feeling good. The grace of God swoops in there. You quit worrying about how you're feeling. It don't matter. I got parts not working. Bet, don't matter. I've got a body coming just like his own glorious body. I'm going to fly, abound, all these different things. That's great. I can't even imagine what I'm going to do because anything this mind can imagine, it's going to be way beyond that. Just settle down. Amen. Enjoy the Lord. Have a good time with Jesus. You're going to go through things. You're going to go through hard times, hurt times, sorrowful times, terrifying times, all of these things. Why not go through it with Jesus? He's going to be there with you. He is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But how about being with him? You understand what I'm saying? Oh, I'm just leaning upon him. Not kind of turning away and looking at the circumstance. You know, I'm just going to look at him. I always remember when I took my kids over there to, I shouldn't have done this. I'm not, I'll probably get arrested for this now. Maybe I shouldn't say it. But we went into one of them rides at old Disneyland, and he was little, and I thought, oh, let's take him to that haunted house, you know, because I think, oh, this is great, this is great. But he had a little bitty guy. And I always remember he had his little head up as we were going and starting into that thing, and there's all them mirrors and everything, and boo, you know, scared me. I was thinking, oh, no, this was a bad idea. Honey, just look at Daddy. Just look at Daddy. We went all the way through that ride, and we just looked at each other. And you know, it's all good. But God taught me something. Don't take your eyes off your father. Oh, glory to God. Even in my stupidity, he's still speaking. Oh, honey, you don't know a thing. You'll botch it up, but that's why I'm here, to show my mercy and my truth. But how marvelous this is to us, brothers and sisters. But see, the work that he calls us to do, hallelujah, is just get his grace. Go for grace. People say, go for broke. No, you go for gain. Great gain. And it's all in the grace of God. So see, we are here to hear and believe and settle in, hone in, praise God, stand on nothing else but the Word of God and the Word of God's love for you and in your life. Okay, so this is all good. And we could say, well, let's go to the picnic now. Nope, not trying to get you excited. But here's the thing. How can we hear so much word, though? and we can be around so much word, and we can read the word and all of these things, but yet our lives often can be so short of keeping it, of keeping it. And I am thankful that I believe the word of God is so clear on this one. And no, it's not by getting with this group to be accountable. And it's not by listening to these tapes over and over. And then finally, I don't even know what happens then. Or how many books you could read. Because the reason we're missing it, brothers and sisters, is the only way is, yes, to yield to it. But what to yield to? Well, it's yielding to falling in love. It really is. You learn. By God's grace, as you read this and as the Spirit ministers to this, you fall in love with the Word of God's love for you. Praise God. I remember thinking, well, I'm falling in love with the Word of God. It's true. Amen. And I thank God. I love the Word of God. But when He continued to take my life and to, again, just bring it into, you can't express that. It's beyond words. But He brings you into that place of falling in love with the Word of God's love for you. It's the truth. It's the truth. This is a love story. It's a love story. It's not just a book of instruction. There's wonderful instruction in it. It's not a book to tell you how to live your life, even though, yes, there's a lot of that wonderful things in there. But it's the power, brothers and sisters, and the power is always one thing. It's the love of God. And that love story, that love is truly what causes you and will cause you in your life to will and to do of His good pleasure. You fall in love, and those things that used to feel so important to you, or things you had to do, or things that would tear down your life, they just didn't seem that important anymore. And there's something that's so marvelous about love. It gets you not to think about things anymore because you're so captivated with love. Oh, yes, even in natural life. You understand how that works. See, God gives us ones that we love, and then He gives you that preeminent first love, in a sense, in our natural lives that so show us this. I'm talking about a love that, my goodness, man, you have a great home and you're really comfortable and all these things. I know I'm going to pay for this for my wife. But my mom, man, she could cook and do all these things. And my wife will tell you, she could not cook. But I gladly left that home. And we lived at Burger King. No, I'm just teasing. Just teasing. We didn't. Oh, my goodness. Do we have a picnic today? Tell me how it was, would you? But honestly, but see, she loved me so much that, and she had sisters that could cook. She's become a marvelous chef. She really is. It's just wonderful. But see, that's what love causes you to do. Love doesn't, I mean, you sometimes plan and stuff, but most of the time when you're really in love, you don't plan. You just live. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Because see, with our lover, him, he's got all the plans. It doesn't matter. You know, they're all good. You talk about, you know, the dates and the appointments and all that kind of stuff. I have a son, boy, I'll tell you what, you go on a date with him, man, you have really got a neat place to go. But I'm just telling you, it's just, that's our God. But sometimes He has it in a lion's den. Sometimes He has it in a fiery furnace. And you're thinking, oh, why are we going there? Oh, the food's rich, honey. This is the best place. The ambiance around these lions, oh, you can't imagine. But Lord, you just brought me into the table, and I know the guy that's bringing out my food, he hates my guts. Matter of fact, you set him down right by me. Oh, yes, honey, this is a great place to be. This is the only place you're going to get this kind of food that's going to strengthen you. And I'll tell you what, you're not going to be looking at him anymore, even though he's sitting right next to you. You're just going to look at me. Does he do that to you? Oh, my. Where's the Lord taking us today? I don't know. This stuff ain't on here. Where were we? But that's how God does it. But see, this is what love does. This is what love does. See, love causes you to treasure things like nothing else. Throughout history, you've seen, and we know these stories, these princes that would have become kings. They would have become the king. They would have taken the throne. Even recently, not even 20, 30 years ago, the one from Monaco and different things like that. because of their love for a woman, but she wasn't royalty. They left. They just said, you know what? I don't want to be king. I want her. Do you know Jesus Christ left his throne for you? Oh, the heights of that to what he became for you, because only one thing, because God so loved, and God so loved his son that he knew how good this was for his son. God wasn't just doing this for him. He was doing it for his son. See, I'm learning that too. Because I love my sons, and there's things I do for my sons, but I can never do anything like that. Honey, I'm going to give you up. I'm going to turn from you. You're the only one that's going to be to know what it's going to be made sin. Oh, because this is so good, because you're going to have a lover. Oh, and he's making me that lover. Hallelujah. Now, see, love is the only thing that's going to make that breakthrough. It really is. See, it takes the word from just hearing it to keeping it. That's what it is. See, duty, holding out, working on it, that all falls short. But the only energizer, the only motivator, word of God calls him the very power of his might. He does. And that is the Holy Ghost. And I will encourage you, in this same sweet chapter of Luke, see, the Lord is prophesying. He's telling what's going on. And he said, you know, how natural fathers, they wouldn't withhold bread from their sons if they asked for it and thing. And he said, how much more your father? He says, you know what? You want the Holy Ghost? You ask him for it. You ask him for it. Praise God. Amen. And you know what? He'll give it to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what rest we have in that. Now, people come in here, and I thank God, brothers and sisters. There's a witness of sincerity that I hear often, and I give all and God the glory for it that's in the people. They say, man, the love's really abounding in here. I've heard people say, oh, it's bouncing off the walls. Praise God. But more importantly, it's radiating through the people. That's it. Amen. See, the Holy Ghost, oh, he can turn on some wonderful spiritual emotion. We understand these things. But the incredible thing about the Holy Ghost is he sheds that love abroad in our hearts, brothers and sisters. And what he does is he opens up the deepest parts of God's heart for you. He does. And I'll tell you what, when you get into the deepest parts of God's heart, honestly, it'll set your heart aflame like nothing else. It will cause you to be like a sweet David. That's why he was delirious for God. Do you know that? Because he was the man after God's own heart. He saw that heart. He knew, praise God, that heart. And that just made him delirious. He basically lost up all those inhibitions and things like that. He didn't care. Kind of looking at some that, praise God, you really don't care. Because all your care is cast upon him. Now, he takes care of it. Not that you're blatant in it or just being ugly in it. So, I don't care for you. I'm just caring for God. Well, that's not caring for God. But I'll tell you what, when he tells you to dance, you dance. When he tells you to shout, you shout. When he tells you to sing, you sing. And it doesn't matter where you're at. It really does not matter. Because I do not fear what man can do unto me. It doesn't matter. I don't care what weapon they've formed or what they think. There's no weapon that can prevail against my God. And in that, there will be no weapon that will, it will not. It will not touch me. Brothers and sisters, we're forever. Do you know that? Praise God. He that believeth in me shall never die. Oh, they can think they can take your life. They think they can do all of these things. Maybe they can think. But see, their wisdom is foolishness to God. His promises are yea and amen. Oh, I thankful. So thank God for this sweet knowledge, brothers and sisters. But I will wrap this up real quick. Talked about it earlier on. First off, when we come into this life, we have parents. And we just learn to receive love from parents. Amen. Just like we do with God the Father. We just receive his love. And then as we grow on a little bit, I'm talking about the knowledge of our families. We get siblings often, and we understand about brothers and sisters. And we learn to get along. We learn, praise God, to think of others, share a little bit, care for one another. And praise God, as they sang, Jesus Christ, oh, the friend that sticketh closer even than a brother. But then it doesn't just stop there. Now we get into the heights of the love. And that is the heights of a spouse. And praise God, he brings us that way. And if it is really true love, I'm talking about with a spouse. Some people get married, but it's not true love. But I'm talking about God's marriage. See, God's marriage, when he joins something, oh yes. You trust him for it, praise be to God. It will be true love. And in that love, there will be nothing withheld. It will be preeminent. It will motivate you like nothing else. It will cause you to do things for someone that you never imagined you would do. It causes you to be someone that you never even imagined by God's grace you could be. And it's not out of obligation. It is not out of duty. You just can't help yourself sharing those acts of loving kindness because of one thing. You're in love. You're just in love. That's it. And in God's faithfulness, brothers and sisters, in his grace, he has given us that grace to know the love of Christ to us. As we read there in Proverbs, it says that it would be bound, tied up, made one in our hearts. And that love, when it is really made one in our hearts. See, do you see how he's getting so bridal? Can you imagine? In Proverbs, really? Yeah, really. It's all over. Praise God. But when it's bound in our hearts, that oneness, when it's... It causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. And it's a pleasure. And it's an honor. And it's a privilege. And it's a rejoicing. And you're glad in it. And again, I just ask you to think about this, brothers and sisters, with the ones that are with truly their natural first loves or really had the experience of loving a first love, in a sense, naturally in this life. Did that love not change your life? Huh? Did their love not change your life? Did their love not cause you to grow and to expand in love? That things were performed in your life that you never, ever imagined? Huh? Amen. Their life, did it not influence, when you're truly in love, did it not influence every thought and every decision? When you're truly in love, you don't... See, love is not self-serving. I read this yesterday at a wedding. Love prefers the other before self. Well, that's your Jesus. And that's what he's waiting for. And he is just so there in his love awaiting you. And really, as I was encouraged this morning... Coming forth, God help us to quit playing religion. Just to quit playing religion. Quit it. There is a table that is truly set for two. And he's sitting there. And he's standing right now. And can you see him just pulling out your chair? Saying, honey, please sit down. Sit down. This is our table. This is our moment. And I'll tell you, you'll sit at that table and he will write upon your heart. He'll write these things. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you, you will begin to keep it. It will be your treasure. It will be all your rejoicing. You'll begin to truly live a life. This and Christ. Oh, there isn't anything more. There's nothing more. I don't see any more. All I see is him. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. And Jesus.
Why do you hold back? Why do you not come forth boldly after me? What has it? What fear has beguiled you from coming forth boldly? Oh, children, don't you know I've laid it all out? you know that you must come forth boldly to inherit the full kingdom? Don't you know that you must be bold? What fear has beguiled you? What keeps you back? Let go and come forth!
While every head is bowed, we thank the Lord, and we, again, I just am so thankful, Father, for your love to us. Thank you again for your tender mercies to us. Thank you for your truth. Lord, we do give you all the praise, and thank you, God, how you have brought us together time and time again. Maybe this is the first time. But Lord, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for the moment that you're dealing with us, God, with your love. Thank you that it is so freely given. Thank you again that you so earnestly want your best in our lives to come to the fullness. Lord, help us to draw nigh in full assurance of faith, believing you this morning. As the brother was encouraged, Lord, God, fear does set us back. That fear can be a lot of things, but the one thing that we can know is your perfect love casts out all fear. And Lord, I know that it's not some perfect love that I can imagine. It's not some perfect love that I can hold out to. It's just the perfect love that you love me with. That's the boldness. And Lord, help us to step out in that today. Apprehend it. It's apprehended us. That's what you want us to apprehend. The fullness of your love to us. We give you the praise. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. God, encourage us in the fellowship at this picnic that you so sweetly have given. What a precious family we are in Christ. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.